Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 7th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio for its 100th anniversary this year, as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Dottie told me 43 years ago, if it wasn't for WMT, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous. I was 25 years old, and that comment has always stuck with me. It takes a lot of faith to take on a charity that is brand new and nobody had ever heard of it, and to risk the integrity and legacy of a radio station as big as WMT was unbelievable. We are forever grateful. Last Saturday, campers enjoyed a great morning with the players and staff from the University of Iowa football team. Campers had the opportunity to tour Hanson Football Performance Center in Iowa City, right next to Kinnick Stadium, where the campers also had the opportunity to meet and play football with the actual players. A huge thank you to the Hawkeye players and staff, Molo Petroleum from Dubuque, and Glenn Haskin for their event sponsorship, RH Prince Company for providing the t-shirts for all the campers, and Martin Brothers for providing the food and beverages for everyone. As one camper put it best, best day ever. Camp Courageous also hosted last weekend Stroke Camp. This is a camp session organized by the United Stroke Camp Alliance that allows stroke survivors the opportunity to interact with each other and enjoy activities. Camp had Mr. and Mrs. Williams from Cedar Falls attend this year. Prior to Willie's stroke, he loved to fish and hadn't done so since his last visit to Camp Courageous Stroke Week. Mrs. Williams shared that catching the fish last year made his entire year. So this year, they were the first to raise their hands for the fishing activity. They both caught two fish. Willie was over the moon to get the fish again at Lake Todd on the new accessible docks. This is a time of year in which school groups come out from all over for one day to overnight experiences. Each day is filled with activities for students of all ages. Camp recently received this note from a teacher. Amy, I just wanted to share with you how much fun we had today at camp. One of my kiddos said, best Camp Courageous ever, mission accomplished, as he pulled into our school's parking lot. Our camp counselor, Jake, was so awesome engaging with all the kids. I can't wait to visit again. Thanks for everything. Kelsey Souther, levels 2 and 3 student support, Boulder Peak. So big thank you to Kelsey for that nice note. This past week, Camp Courageous had campers from Boulder Peak, Taft Middle School, Iowa City, Fairfield, Washington, and Pence Elementary. Our friends from Methwick were out to ride this Super Zip and have a train ride. They were a great time. The travel campers took off for Galena this past week and had a super time there, too. This next week, we have campers coming in from Extran, Marion Middle School, Marion Home School, Oak Ridge Middle School, Harding Middle School, North Fayette Valley High School, West Willow Elementary, Liberty Heights School, and Mid Prairie Beyond Program. Our travel campers are taking off for the Sound of Music this week, so we're looking forward to that. Here I thought we'd share for you Parker's mom telling us why Camp Courageous is so important to her and her Parker.
I like Camp Courageous for Parker because he gets to do a lot of different activities that he would not have normally the opportunities to do, like zip lining and bowling and camping out. And I like Camp Courageous because it gives me the opportunity to know that he is somewhere safe and having fun, and I have the ability to do things that otherwise I wouldn't be able to do either.
Today is Camp Preview Day, an opportunity for campers along with their whole family to explore the camp and learn what a camper experiences here. We're looking forward to a fun day with a lot of the campers' parents out at camp. Starting last night was a respite care weekend. It's a time in which parents drop off their campers on a Friday night and come back on Sunday and pick them up. The campers have a great time and the parents have a great time too. A week from this Sunday is Cruising for Camp Courageous. It's the 35th annual Cruising for Camp Courageous, one of Iowa's largest charity shows with over 400 cars, trucks, motorcycles, and other vehicles. It's Sunday, May 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's located right here at camp. Adults are $5. Children 12 and under are free. It's free parking. The zip line will be going. All kinds of activities, a silent auction, live auctioning, pinstriping, you name it, it'll be going on. Great time. Once again, 35th annual, a week from this Sunday. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is doing exceptionally well. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. And they'll take all kinds of donations of all kinds of things, then they sell them, and the proceeds go to camp. A big thank you to all the volunteers, all the people that donate items, and all the people that shop. Our need for the week is two-way radios. There's a brand called Midland, and they produce a real good two-way radio that we use with staff and counselors and everyone else, and they're so important. If you go to Camp Courageous' website, you'll see where we have a link to those. We lost two dear friends this past week. Margaret, she went by Maggie Geiger from Amana, passed away, and her memorials came to Camp Courageous. And Neoma Robertson from Martell passed away, and her memorials went to camp. We wish for you a wonderful weekend and a great time this next week, and thank you for listening.